O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth upon whom Christianity is based. This week's reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 31. Jesus and his followers went into Capernaum. Immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The people were amazed by his teaching, for he was teaching them with authority, not like the legal experts. Suddenly, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." "Silence," Jesus said, speaking harshly to the demon. "Come out of him." The unclean spirit shook him and screamed. Then it came out. Everyone was shaken and questioned among themselves. "What's this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands unclean spirits and they obey him." Right away, the news about him spread throughout the entire region of Galilee. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus, James, and John went home with Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed, sick with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. The question of authority is one that surrounds Jesus and his mission. Charismatic teachers were not unusual in his day, and so his entry into the synagogue to teach was not out of the norm. And yet, when Jesus speaks, the people there experience something different than what they had experienced before. Of course, Mark doesn't give us the text of Jesus' sermon that day, but we can read between the lines to get a sense of what was going on. Throughout Mark's gospel, Jesus is pitted against those who he calls the legal experts. And later on in the gospel, he connects these men to the Pharisees. It's very likely that most of the traditional teaching in the synagogue involved teachers engaged in the interpretation of the Torah, the Mosaic Law, using passages that speak on rituals and ethics. They were, to use a phrase sometimes used by Christians today, people of the book. And they saw the Torah as a book of laws to guide faith and practice. But Jesus, as we see in his parables and other teachings throughout the Gospels, doesn't hesitate to draw on references from the Hebrew Bible, but he also is willing to speak in the first person, to draw on his own experience of life and God to teach rather than simply referring to what the Bible said. The power of Jesus' words is demonstrated in his confrontation with the man filled with evil spirits. Now, for modern listeners like us, we aren't fully sure what to make of demon possession. Was this person mentally ill, as some think, or was something else going on? Mark, as is his custom, doesn't provide much of an explanation. For Mark, the important thing is not the condition of the one confronting Jesus. It's what happens next. The man shouts at Jesus, and Jesus speaks, and the man is changed. Jesus speaks with authority in his teaching on the law and in his confrontation with evil present in the world. And that sense of authority shakes everyone up, for it was something new, something different, something they had never seen before. As you meditate on this passage this week, take a moment to reflect on the following questions. How do you understand Jesus' authority? How might you be shocked by Jesus' teaching and work in the world. What are the spirits in your life that you need to cast out, or the places in your life that need healing? What could Jesus say to you to make your life different? Glory be to our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, as always before, so now, and evermore. Amen.